Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta. The title of her preaching today is Hold On and Remember.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "A little while and you will no longer see me, and again a little while later and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What does this mean that he is saying to us, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me,' and 'because I am going to the Father'?" So they said, "What is this little while of which he speaks? We do not know what he means." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Are you discussing with one another what I said, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me'? Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy." The readings of these days show us Easter time comes to an end. In Germany, we celebrate Ascension Day today, not on Sunday. Hence, it is clear that a time comes to an end where the disciples had the chance to be close to the risen Christ. The Gospel tells them that they no longer will have the opportunity to see Christ with their own eyes. The disciples no longer have the chance to touch him and his wounds or to share their meals with him around the fireplace. And that announcement might frighten them. I can imagine that they wanted nothing more than to be close to the risen Jesus Christ. That they wanted nothing else than to have him with them, whom they already lost once on the cross. And maybe you can feel the disciples. Remember the time when you realized that Christ loves you personally, that he became flesh because he loves you without any end. Remember the time when you discovered that it is totally worth it to follow Jesus, to say yes to his call. And maybe you did some crazy things like the disciples. Maybe you left your family to become a religious. You left your peer to spend more time in church, or you brought another sacrifice to respond to the love of Jesus. And it is pretty standard if, after a time of tremendous and intimate closeness to Jesus, you have had the experience that is yet to come for the disciples, that Jesus will leave them. He tells his friends, "A little while, and you will no longer see me." So that is quite normal. We don't have to be afraid, even though that experience might be terrifying. But the disciples had the experience, and many, many other Christians after them. Think of John Towler, John of the Cross, Mother Teresa, and so many other believers. It is expected that we have the impression that Jesus is no longer with us, that we feel lost and alone, and maybe in the desert or in the dark night or on the edge of an abyss. However, Jesus tells his disciples that this will last for a while, and nobody knows how long this while will be, and that after that while, we will see him again. So hold firm, endure, and believe in his words. Because it is totally worth it to persevere and to go through the challenges, for Jesus himself also tells his disciples that we will grieve, but that our grief will become joy. I am convinced that it is possible to live from the experience of closeness with Jesus and to go on with a longing in my heart for Jesus and the time to be close with him again. And then, even though Jesus might have left you, you can discover all his signs in the world. The flowers and trees which start to blossom, the love between people, wonderful artistic works, music that touches your soul, the beautiful architecture of our ancestors, playing children, or just a delicious piece of pastry. The risen Christ might have left the world, but he did not leave the world alone. He sent us his Holy Spirit, and with him and in him we can go and hope on the day when our grief will become joy.